Log Talk Radio.
Wow, GLaDOS.
Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love.
Happy Friday, everybody. Yay, it's Friday. Miss Pac-Man, that is why I love you. Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. And I am GLaDOS.
And I think maybe I'm Ginger.
Thank you for being on the news, Ginger. You know, I scare Snow when I do that. Stop doing that. The other morning when you were off, stop doing that. You sound just like her. If I was going to be any video game character, it would be GLaDOS.
GLaDOS is evil and awesome. I love GLaDOS.
Exactly why I would be GLaDOS. Oh, good God. Okay. I got to tell you people over at Turbine, I do adore you and your Dungeons and Dragons or whatever it is. Lord of the Rings online that you're making and you're sending us all the updates. Just like if we were at PAX, I appreciate the love. But can you tone down the size of the screenshots?
Oh, my God. Yes, people. We do not need like 8,000 by 12,000.
Especially not at PAX because the people can come by and see. We're going to send them over to see you. I promise. Even though we're not there, we'll send them over to our favorite booths. We'll tell people where to find you. But can you not? Because these screenshots are like 2,000 by something.
I know. I'm not joking. I had one that was like 8,000 by 12,000 this morning. I was like, are you kidding me? I could print this thing out and post it up on my wall and use it as like wallpaper.
Wait. Here's the dimensions of this bunch they sent us of the first one because it's taking forever to download. 4,992 by 3,716.
People, y'all are nuts. We love y'all, but y'all are nuts.
Even if we could manage to get this up on our server, because our server has size limits on these lovely screenshots, yes, we could turn them off, but what would be the point? So nobody has a screen big enough to really enjoy this properly. No. You need to tone it down. 1,000 is about big enough. That's about the size of the average screen now, even on a laptop. Come on now.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I don't know too many people that want to go to a website and look at an image that's going to drown out everything else.
Yes. Good gracious. Peoples. The Dungeons and Dragons people, the Lord of the Rings people are really out of control this morning. And I will tell you about their what they sent us over that you can look at. And a couple of other people that I'd like you guys to go take a look at it over at PAX if you're up that way. I do know quite a few of you are there. And for some reason, I told you everybody was upset that we weren't there. You see what happened in the chat room?
Oh, I saw that in the chat room last night. Everybody was like, where are you? Why are you not here? Hello? We're like,
we're protesting. We're sorry.
Yes. Sometimes we're burning bras and...
I ain't got no bras, so whatever. Yeah, I did. Let me not say that. People are going to start walking up to me and like, let me see, do you have... Yes, I will. I don't need one. I don't have Ginger and Snow's fluffy cakes, but, I put on one just for posture.
Yeah, no, my girl's going to have one.
I don't have them, but, yeah, I wear one, Sometimes I like to feel like a woman. Okay, so.
I love you, Corey.
Okay, so I told Ginger I was stealing her thunder this morning.
You're a thief.
Yes, I must share this juicy, juicy, delicious story that's going on over at Apple. Okay, first they lose Steve Jobs, and then they followed from grace even further.
Yeah?
They've hired a hacker.
That's hot.
iPhone jailbreaker hacker Comex has been snapped up by Apple as an intern. He announced this on his Twitter account last night. Comex was outed by Forbes as Nicholas Allegra. I do like his name. Allegra? No, it's not a drug. Allegra is also...
That is hot.
It's a musical thing, which means kind of slow. Or is that on Dante? Anyway, I'm forgotten my musical lingo. Anyway, he's gained a reputation as someone who can find obscure security holes in Apple's iOS software. Last summer, he and his team made jailbreaking the iPhone as simple as visiting the website jailbreak.me.
Yeah, I may have been there before.
He says, it's been really, really fun, but it's also been a while and I've been getting bored. So the week after next, I'll be starting an internship with Apple. According to the Forbes report, yes, Allegra has been looking for an internship since leaving Brown University last year. It's a smart move by Apple to offer him a job, albeit a lowly internship, since it means he'll be using his talents to make iOS more secure. And by working for Apple, Allegra most likely won't continue his hacking work in June.
That they know about.
Mm-hmm. You letting the snake in. Mm-hmm. In June, Apple also hired Jailbreak app developer Peter Hyas. He's the developer of Mobile Notifier, which fixed the terrible notification system in iOS. Hiring hackers, of course, is not new to the tech world, but it's fairly recent development for Apple, which is usually tried to squash hackers by more traditional means. And that's via Mac Rumors. Wow.
My head off. Oh.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I don't know if you said coughing or sneezing, but I figured that would cover it. Bless you, my child. So I don't know what that's going to... I don't know what's going to happen there. This is going to be interesting. I'm also trying to locate something for you guys, which is why I'm speaking in this broken, very broken English. Well, no, I'm not going to be able to get it for you, but I can tell you where you can go to see it. If you are not at PAX and you are in New York, this is if you like looking at naked girls, well, sort of naked girls, or you girls are like me and love you some burlesque. Well, there is a thing going on called Burlesque Wars, Star Trek versus Star Wars. It's at the Ellen Theater at 66 and 68 East 4th Street, Bowery.
Yes.
It's in Greenwich Village, and thank the Rundown in New York for sending that over to us. It is $15 at the door. I'm sorry, $15 if you buy your tickets in advance at FringeFest.com, and it is $18 at the door. Supposedly, since it's confusing, about where it is. So they sent this. They said it's nearby Death & Company and Bowery Electric and Velseca. I have no idea what that is. Do not email me asking. But it is supposed to be a battle. So they said win or lose, the sci-fi debate is sure to titillate.
Very nice. And if you're over there and if you happen to go, send us pictures.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we want pictures. Lots of them. Lots and lots of pictures.
Yeah, they've got a – that's just a regular old burlesque picture, but I would like to see – participate in.
I would have gone and watched.
Loves me some burlesque. I think a few of my characters in SL have burlesque. I have one girl, that's all she wears is the feather fans. And
very nice.
That's how I roll, because I can do
– You know, I have a couple of those outfits.
No, I did not say tassels, Ginger.
I was not talking about tassels.
I said feather fans, Ginger.
I've got the whole burlesque thing.
My goodies are covered, Ginger. Y'all notice I keep saying my goodies are covered. You know, Ginger's always naked in Second Life.
I'm not naked.
I think the other day was the first time I saw you fully clothed in the whole year.
I'll just show you the pictures I took last night.
See?
Well, her bits are covered.
Her bits are covered, her bits and bobs.
That shirt was just barely, but oh, still.
Good Lord. I'm going to start with a picture of Ginger. All right, we need to move along.
All right, so a German TV show apologizes to gamers for hurtful Gamescom reports.
Ooh.
I am pulling this from Game Politics this morning. They pulled it from Kotaku. All right, so this morning Kotaku pointed out a video from Germany's RTL television in which commentators took great delight in mocking what they characterized as the computer freaks that they filmed at last week's Gamescom in Cologne, Germany.
Uh-uh.
Oh, no. Y'all need a stiletto heel between your shoulder blades. All right. So today the show, apparently embarrassed and likely humbled by fans that were... you know what? No. Cover your boss's ears. Humbled by fans that were likely pissed off at their mean-spirited characterizations, is now apologizing for their bad judgment in airing the report.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. A translation of the report provided by Kotaku Reader in the story, which you can find over at GamePolitics.com, says something like, and now it is time for a correction of our own accounts. Maybe you've seen our report about the Gamescom last week. In this report, we generalized and exaggerated, and if we hurt any feelings, we are awfully sorry. Yeah, you better be sorry. All right, so you can watch the video over at gamepolitics.com, but you'll need the ability to understand German.
Nein!
You know what? Yeah, just go and tattoo douchebag on your forehead, because that works.
I am ashamed of you, part of my German ancestry. I am ashamed of you, all of you there.
Yes, me too. How rude.
I think I should call my dad, and when he answers the phone, I should just yell, Nein! Into the phone. Hey. That was confusing. Like, who the hell was that?
I love you, Corey. You're so strange.
Yes. That is one of the lessons my mother taught me. I will pass along to you other women out there. Always keep them confused and on their toes. Never say what they think you're going to say. It works.
Yeah. I loved your story from yesterday. I'm still laughing over that.
I don't even remember what I said yesterday, girl.
I'll remind you later. It was funny.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got some more news. Wait a minute. Did I do this one already? Oh, I didn't. Open Faint. Okay. And I wanted to talk about it because I've been...
Mm-hmm. You're going to steal it from me.
I did. I'm stealing it from you. But I've been playing around with Open Faint. Yes, I do like it. Okay, let me tell you. If you don't have an iPad, you probably have no idea what Open Faint is. Open Faint is kind of like... I don't want to say Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put it this way. Mobile Gaming Network, OpenFaint, they're launching a single sign-on system for the iOS period, not just your iPad or your iPhone. OpenFaint is using what's called OFUID, and it's intended to replace Apple's UDID, which the company tends to phase out with the introduction of iOS 5. A UDID afforded developers a range of benefits like accessing the user's history, tracking their behavior, offering cross-promotions. OFUID will carry similar benefits and remove the need to create proprietary solutions. I don't know why I didn't think of this months ago, because I looked at it and said it was stupid that you had all these different ways to keep track of stuff. But what do I know? The depreciation, of course, of UDID, social game developers. Oh, Ginger. Did we lose Ginger?
God, no, I'm muted.
Oh. Okay. She's sending me pictures while I'm talking. She knows I'm going to stop.
My outfit is naked.
And she's naked. Okay. So
not naked.
She's naked. With a depreciation, social game developers need access to universal method of identifying and delivering services to their users. So, like, if you're one game developer, there's a game I've been trying to play called Hacker Run or something, or Hack Run. And they have one kind of login, and then somebody else has a different login. Kind of do, like I said, but what Steam has done is pull them all together under one, you know, moniker. So once you're in, it tracks whatever you play. They can put their stuff in if they want to sell stuff, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so apparently it's going to be available to 115 million users at launch. And it has launched in some parts because I saw it last night reviewing a lovely game for you people. OFUID will offer, they're saying, that reach and improve on it by giving users a way to share information with game developers if they so choose. Meaning if you want to say it sucks, you don't have to actually go over to their page. You can tell them right there while you're playing. OpenFaint will also introduce a supplementary program that guarantees participating developers 1.5 new installs for every install of Game Channel, which is an app required for users who wish to enjoy the benefits of a single sign-on. Sign-on with OFUID is incredibly flexible and has been designed to reduce sign-up friction for games, said added Senior Vice President Ethan Fassett. I like his name. I wonder if he's cute.
I don't know.
I love that name. Developers will also be able to make sign-on optional at first launch and can display it later if they choose. Game developers will also be able to incentivize, I like that word, the sign-on process, offering users rewards for signing in or setting up accounts, much like your Facebook, your Steam, so on and so forth. I like the idea, and I did enjoy using OpenFaint. I don't know how I got into OpenFaint, though. I don't know if they borrowed my Apple information and plugged it in, because I said yes, and then it just signed me in, so I don't know what that was. But
that's
kind of nervous.
Yeah.
And I haven't put the Facebook on the iPad, because we have too many people around my residence using the iPad. That's the last thing I need, is for somebody to be posting stuff.
By mistake.
There's pictures being taken with that iPad, and sometimes people are not dressed. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
I don't want to be, you know, come online and be like, that was cute panties you had on yesterday. What? Oh, hell no. I gotta kill everything here. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So, more stories from GamePolitics.com this morning. Yay! Home consoles, still the devices of choice for streaming media. According to new data released by ABI Research, the most popular method of streaming Netflix content continues to be through a video game console. The new data also shows that console owners spend a substantial amount of time, 7 to 8 hours a week, watching online video through their console devices. Companies such as Microsoft and Sony in particular are pushing to make the consoles more central to the digital living room. Central to the digital living room. All right, so says ABI, I scrolled and lost my mark, says ABI Digital Home Senior Analyst Michael, maybe. All right, so anyways, who notes that while Nintendo is behind, it may be expected to make a bigger push into digital video content with its Wii U. Those numbers change dramatically outside of North America and Europe, the data also shows. For instance, the Asia-Pacific region has a low rate of console connectivity, 13.1%, because most consoles are not sold in China, and because PC gaming is more popular in both China and South Korea, 6.3% connect rate in that country. And the United States console connect rates are much higher, 38.7%, followed by 37.3% in the UK, 31.8% in France, and 20.6% in Germany. While many analysts have put a lot of stock in the burgeoning mobile device market as a strong way to access streaming services such as Netflix, ABI emphasizes the relevance of the home consoles to the home entertainment experience. Who is this? ABI's Jason Blackwell says, while mobile devices might soon watch the processing power of game consoles, there are a number of issues such as storage and portability that could hinder the transition to mobile. The game console has a higher degree of persistence in the living room, giving more household members access to the device at any time of the day, where areas most mobile devices are designed for portability and a more personal experience. While ABI's new research isn't all that surprising, several other reports have shown that Netflix is most popular on PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii. The new data shows that the trend is continuing. Awesome. Yeah, because I know I tend to watch my Netflix over my Wii in my den.
If they pass that law though, or if Netflix, when they do put it into effect, then that's gonna stop. You will only be on one console, which is sad.
Yes.
All right. So I was telling you, I'm gonna tell you about some things we want you to go check out because they're asking us, and they're nice. We like them.
Yay!
You heard of a game called Firefall?
Oh. I have heard about a game called Firefall.
Free to play. They are up at PAX, and they're saying, girls, can you pass this along to your listeners? If you are at PAX, they want you to come by booth 3117 to play. You get a hands-on demo. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Hopefully some of you are walking and listening. You better be walking through PAX and listening. We want to be on speaker.
Yeah.
You right there in the cosplay? You're wrong. Just wrong. Shouldn't have worn that. All right, so apparently it has PvP and PvE demos over at PAX. 40 top-of-the-line Alienware demo station. So 40, we said. So you have no reason not to go sit down, take a break, eat your whatever it is you got to eat, the concession, and play. Wash your hands. Don't get crumbs on the keyboard. You can travel via dropship to Copacabana to complete dynamic missions and epic events. Run co-op missions with your fellow PAX attendees. Mm-hmm. Defend against a chosen invasion in the open world. Participate in 10 versus 10 mini tournaments on a new PvP map, Orbital Comm Tower Sabotage is what it's called. Adventure in their open world. Talk to the team. All 60-plus Red 5 tribe members on hand. Play the live Christite challenge missions each day of PAX to earn prizes, and they're doing special giveaways for the first 500 players each day. They did not tell me what they're giving you. Do not ask me. I do not know. But they want you to come by. I'm assuming it's good. If they're on Alienware, they managed to get Alienware to loan them the PCs, it's probably really, really good. They did give me a trailer. I will try to add it to the lineup for you. It's on Vimeo, so it's going to be a little difficult to add to lineup. But I'll do what I can for you lovely people because I love you so much. But go check
it out. Yes, we do love y'all.
Go and check it out. Tell them that we sent you. Those of you at PAX cannot sign up for beta. But those of you who are not at PAX, sitting home listening to us, I will provide a link in what I'm about to post for you. You can go and sign up for the beta, so you'll get to play where they won't. See? See how that works?
Yes.
It's called PAX swag.
Ooh, this just fighting words.
What, PAX swag?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Sorry, this.
I was like, what? What happened? What'd I say? Are they going to cut me?
Ooh, Valve is going to cut me.
Okay, come on. Let it go.
Politics.com this morning, Newell says, Microsoft should be more like Sony. Yeah, Valve co-founder Gabe Newell says that Microsoft needs to relax the terms and conditions of Xbox Live to allow other platforms onto Xbox Live.
Yeah, they started that yesterday, but continue. I want to know what else he said because he didn't say this part yesterday. Woo,
Newell made his comments related to the upcoming Counter-Strike Global Offensive release, which features Steamworks integration. Newell said that Microsoft would do well to emulate Sony, whose decision to allow Steamworks support in the PlayStation 3 release of Portal 2 resulted in better experience on that platform. Sorry, I'm going to lose my voice. All right, so we certainly can deliver a lot of value to customers to the degree to which we have those capabilities, Newell told Eurogamer. The PS3, obviously, we made a lot of progress with that. The PS3 customers of Portal 2 are going to start to see the benefits of that Witch DLC coming out in September. So we'd really like to be able to do that for Xbox customers as well. He continues, the main thing is that having Microsoft get comfortable with it and let us do it. Right now, there's a huge amount of updates and free content that we've been able to deliver to people who have the Orange Box that we haven't been able to deliver to the Xbox because of the restrictions that have been placed on us on Xbox Live. We'd love to see those relaxed. Hopefully, that will help Microsoft see that's a good strategy for making customers happy, that the barbarians won't tear down the walls of Xbox and turn it into some chaotic wasteland.
Yeah, that's pretty much along the lines of what he said yesterday. Oh, I was hoping he had some of the new juice to share.
Me too, but still, that's... You're comparing Microsoft and Sony? You may get your pee-pee smacked. I don't know.
He's right. And we were saying that last night. He's right. They need to, because I have Portal 2 for Xbox. I didn't buy it as a gift, but still, I would like if I could play, you know, with Blaster or you if you decide to get it on a different console. We should all be able to play together. All this.
Yes.
Let me just tell y'all now. We've been getting stuff from the Firefall people. Sometimes we look at stuff they send us. Sometimes we just share it with you. This is the first time I'm actually looking at them. I think this is the first time they've actually put up a lot more screenshots other than artistic renderings. I don't know what these people, and they're from across the big pond. They're Chinese, apparently. These people have put together, this is the most beautiful free-to-play, and I think they, did I say browser-based? I'm not sure if I said browser-based. If I did, this is effing gorgeous. This is a beautiful game. Wow. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're out of Laguna Hills, California. Wow, it is beautiful. Beautiful. You guys are going to love this. I'm going to play this. It kind of looks like, what's it I'm looking for? It's not a realism thing. It's a comic book-ish, but with an element of realism. I don't know how to explain it. It's really beautiful. They're like, post the screenshots. Yeah, I'm posting them.
We're posting them. We're doing it as fast as possible.
They're sending us some of this stuff kind of live. It's kind of why we're throwing it in. So, yeah, that's why they're not up already. I hate when they do that from PAX Floor. Mm-hmm. Just give it to us beforehand. Or like Lord of the Rings, they put an embargo on it. We'll give it to you, but you can't post it up. Well, damn, what's the point?
Exactly. Thank you for telling us. We're glad to be the first ones to know, but we want to share it.
I'm going to leak them next time. I'm going to say that I leaked. Oh, it got leaked. We didn't see that embargo thing until later. I'm so sorry. Okay, and speaking of them, Lord of the Rings Online, and their ginormous screenshots, I will tell you about it, but you're going to have to wait on the screenshots, seriously, because they are massive. They're taking forever to download.
Mm-hmm.
If you are one of the people who are waiting on the Rise of Isengard, well, we got screenshots for you. We got a bunch of info for you. They're over at PAX. They're saying you can come by and get a hands-on demo. It's due to be released September the 22nd, so you won't actually get to play until then. So you can – let's see. Let me tell you what it's got. They got three new regions. Yes, they said the time has come for you to turn eastward toward the Vale of Isengard, where ancient forests once flourished, a corrupted waste of metal and wheels suffer under the thrall of the traitorous wizard Saruman. Here in the shadows of the Tower of Orthanc, gathers an army of okay, who wrote this? Gathers an army of orcs and Uruk-hai. I think these people are tired of PAX. I know they are. Toiling to make ready for war.
Stop partying so hard, people.
Sometimes it's not that. It's that after you've said what I'm saying here for the 18th to 30th
That's
to 50th
true.
Time today, you are tired. You don't want to talk to anybody anymore. The three new areas are going to be called Dunland, Gap of Rohan, Rohan, if you're English, and Isengard. You can now advance to level 75. Yay. Yay. You can also master the legendary, Ginger, breathe, take a deep breath, relax, new 24-player raid.
Oh, wow.
24 heroes stands, wait a minute, it says less than the strength of an entire force of 24 heroes stands a chance of victory.
That's going to be some lag central.
Probably. They also have an update that's coming called, which we've been mentioning here, Secrets of the Artificers. I can't say if it's Artificers or Fishers, so whatever. There's a new class, the Rogue. They're blending the Rogue and the Arcane classes. The Artificer uses specifically crafted weapons and mechanical pets to challenge your foes.
Mechanical pets?
Mechanical pets.
Ooh, steampunk.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You also have the new House Kenneth Enclave, home of the Artificers. House Kenneth is a new high-level quest hub where magic and mechanics converge. There's also more new content. Born in War, Forged in Fury, Stormbreach faces its most terrible foe yet, but they will not say what. New crafting levels. You can craft all the way to level 150. Yes. Plus, you can craft Draconic Runes. A new magical weapon is going to be available to all classes as well. They're saying the premium pack, you people, which you will be getting for free, is two new
people.
You people, yes, will get two new high-level raids, a new wilderness area, and three new dungeons. So if you are at PAX, go over and get your first look at it. We know you're going to love it. If you're not at PAX, you're going to have to wait a few minutes because I don't know what it is with Turbine and these big old screenshots.
Yes, yes, yes. Not got a clue why they do this, but they do this. It's a little annoying sometimes.
You know what I've been meaning to tell you? Have you, you ever played Dreamfall, The Longest Journey?
Nuh-uh.
Being that you love steampunk so much, I would highly recommend that you grab that up and play it one weekend.
All right, what was it called again?
Dreamfall, The Longest Journey. I believe it's free for download on the Xbox Live Arcade, or you can probably find it on Steam for one of the free-to-play. I could be wrong about on Steam free-to-play, but excellent game. Girls out there, if you haven't played it, still an excellent game to play. A lead character, a female that I tend to always forget. She's also a rarity because I want to say that she's a Indian, like Indian, which we hardly ever see in a video game. I think she's the only one, as a matter of fact. So that's a very, very unique storyline set in the future, but she ends up getting, I'm going to give this part away, pulled into another dimension. And that's where the steampunk comes in. I think Ginger would fall.
Ooh, I love, oh, that sounds, oh.
You get to play more than one character, and there's another theme, I think, maybe one or two more other lead female characters you get to play. So I always forget that one. It's really
good. See, and I love the fact that we get to play girls.
Mm-hmm. Except for that creepy one.
Steampunk.
One of the villains is also a girl, and she's kind of creepy.
You know what? That's still hot.
The little girl holds her teddy bear.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of right up there with the people facing the wall. Remember we talk about that stuff that scares me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be facing the wall, and don't be little and holding a teddy bear. That's, you know.
I know what kind of pictures I'm picking later.
Now, see, here's the bad part about me being scared. I'm not the runaway scared type. If I'm scared, I'll charge you type of person because, you know.
I know what I do when I'm taking that one character around you.
you can do it, but you might want to make sure you have somebody to grab me because I will charge you.
No.
I punched a lady. You know the haunted houses? I punched a lady. I think I was about 14. I was scared. One of the few times I was scared, fear got the best of me, and I kept screaming at her not to touch me. And this was before. There's a law now in Texas they cannot touch you, but she touched me and she went down.
Very nice. Very nice.
Caught one to the stomach and then across the chin, and then I stepped over her and walked outside.
Very nice.
I told you not to touch me. I was scared. So, no, me scared is dangerous. You can't run up to me talking about, rawr, I will hit you.
And what's even more hilarious about this is Corey is, like, tiny.
Yes, I'm a little short thing. Big things come in small packages.
Yes. All right. Four stories, content, sneak peek. We got some pictures for you over on GamingAtrix.com. Go check them out. Mm-hmm. All right, so Zimmy Interactive Incorporated, Korea's leading MMORPG developer and service provider of famous free-to-play MMO, ForStory, has announced the news of the changed and updated contents for the coming patch. First of all, a huge change to the class balance will be made. This will result in a more smooth and balanced out PvP gameplay. It is known that Zimmy will be making balances to all six classes of the game. Seeing that it is a big patch, the total balance and improvement of PvP gameplay should be enough to gather the hardcore PvPers back into the game. The PvP is not the only thing that is being balanced this time. The difficulty of crafting is also being balanced. More than being balanced, the crafting content of the game is actually going to become easier than before. Mainly, the number of material you need will be decreasing. For all of you people who like challenges, don't think this is a bad thing. It still won't be easy to make craft items, but rather it is going to be easier compared to the original version. Now, not only hardcore users, but the casual users can take their time crafting weapons and armor as well, which is definitely a plus. Lastly, but not limited to, is hairstyles. That's right, people, one of the things that will be updated in the game will be new hairstyles for your avatars. Got bored of the same old hairstyle with not too many varieties to choose from? Well, this update is for you. Everyone can be excited for this upcoming hairstyle. Let's all wait and see what Zimmy has in store for us this day. All right, so if you are a ForStory player or you want to play ForStory.
Where's your hat?
I know, right? You can head over to www.global.4storey.com. ForStory.com.
Check it out. Is it ForStory or FloorStory?
Four. Global.
It's four on the floor story. Story.
Four on the floor. That's
All right, so you've been waiting for it to hear the winners at the Serious Play. Why does my voice sound like, yuck. The Metal Serious Play Conference, the medal winners have been announced. They've awarded medals to 20 serious people at the annual awards. Aeromedic Sky 1, a medical training simulation which was designed by the University Medical Center in Utrecht, was named the best of show and ceremony held at the DigiPen Institute of Technology. Submissions were received from educational institutions, development studios, and commercial organizations. And here are the winners.
The winners are...
I'm not going to go through all of them.
Drum roll.
Yeah, we'll go through a few of them because there's quite a few. Your gold medal winners, I'll name all of them because they've earned the right. Of course, you have the one we just mentioned, Aeromedic Sky 1. You have Aircraft Marshalling Virtual Trainer from Heartwood Inc., GameStar Mechanic from Eline Media, Rebel Math from Project White Card Inc., Motion Math HD from Motion Math, Wriggle Fish from Texas A&M University. Woo!
Yay!
Texas. Okay.
Heck yeah.
Okay, your top winners in the category of silver and then bronze medal. I'm just going to name one. You have McGraw-Hill, which I've heard of, Education Practice Marketing, which sounds boring. I don't know. That's why you didn't win the gold. And your top bronze medal winner is Distraction Dodger by Web Courseworks. You know what? There's a second one they have here that looks interesting. Midworld Online Language Roleplay Game won a bronze. I wonder what that's like.
I don't know.
But you can check out all the winners if you are so interested over at gamesindustry.biz. Looks like some interesting games. Oh, wait a minute. Is that Emergency Birth? Oh, man, I got to play that.
Emergency Birth?
Yes, by Engender Games Group Lab. They're made from the University of Wisconsin, Whitewater. Oh, that's that guy you should date.
As in, like, birth?
I have no idea. They don't have any links to the game, but I'm going to track it down, and I want to play it. I love medical games. As much as I love simulators, I do. I love them.
Gonna let you love them because that's so not my thing.
Well, I don't like the real thing. It's much more dangerous. I used to work in a medical field, but I could take or leave the real thing. Yeah, you did too, Ginger. I could take or leave the real thing, but you know, that would make an interesting game. I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah,
you used to do would make an interesting game.
What I used to do?
Yes.
Okay.
She's like, you're not thinking like a game designer. I am. But I'll explain to you later. It'll make an excellent game. I wonder if we can put that together quickly. Anyway.
Ooh, that'd be cool. All right, so Microvolt, sorry guys, Microvolt fires up the fall with the release of the Arms Race patch. Yes, yes. All right, so the new patch features the Arms Race mode, a new toy fleet map, and much more. Rock Hippo Productions announced today that it launched the Arms Race patch for its popular online cartoon-style third-person action shooter, Microvolt. You know, which I have been meaning to download, so there we go. I'm opening it up now. The new patch includes a... Oh, no, I'm not. That's loud.
Oh, wow. Was that new...
That was loud.
Wow.
And I've lost it, and I have no idea where it is to close it. So, there we go. I didn't expect there to be a video. That was loud. The new patch includes a brand new mode, a new map, and new weapons, parts, and accessories, a new trailer, and screenshots to explore the new map and feature the characters sporting the new content that is now available to players. Check out all the new features and the new screenshots and trailers. Players can visit microvolts.com. Microvolters will have to amp up their competitiveness in new mode, Arms Race. Players have 20 weapons to conquer and must rapidly master each weapon to defeat their opponents before they are able to upgrade their arsenal. The toy war continues in the new map, Toy Fleet, where players will quickly find out that this is no ordinary kiddie pool. From steamboats to battleships, Microvolters will have to dodge enemy bullets without falling in the water. In addition to the new mode and map, new weapons, parts, and accessories have also been introduced. With summer almost over and back to school season upon us, the Micro World is celebrating both occasions. Microvolters take one last strut down the beach in Naomi's gray tank top before pulling out Nox's school-ready hoodie to gear up for class.
Really?
Yeah. Schoolyard bullies will be seeing red after being whacked by the red drawing pencil. The Microvolts community had a great summer and is now and now it's time to head back to school. But that doesn't mean we can't continue to have fun, says Howard He, president and CEO of Rock Hippo Productions. From the new Toy Fleet map to the fast-paced Arms Race mode to the all-new accessories, there will be plenty for Microvolters to enjoy well into the fall. Rock Hippo invites all of their Canadian fans to come and see Microvolts on exhibition at Fan Expo in Toronto, Canada this week, August 25th through the 28th. Oh, I didn't even know that was going on. Visitors can participate in the special promotion for in-game currency, as well as come grab some cool gaming swag at booth 1445. All right, so if you didn't know, Microvolt features fast-paced third-person shooter action and pits players against each other in a secret battle that has been waged and going unnoticed right in our own backyard for years. No one knows for sure when or where the first toy declared war, but rumor has it that the uprising began with four original limited edition figures codenamed Microvolt. Battle lines were drawn when Naomi, Nox, Pandora, and Chip, the prototypes, were soon joined by an endless number of modified versions. Now toy figures around the world are engaged in an all-out war for valuable battery resources and supremacy of the micro world.
Cute. Yes.
Too totally cute. All we can do now is stay out of their way and wait for a champion to be declared. Featuring a ton of weapons, inventive character designs, and a huge list of customization features, Microvolt is destined to invigorate and re-energize the free-to-play space. Oh, yes, baby, that's what I said. It is free, and these screenshots for it are beautiful. Yeah, so after the show, when things aren't going to be all loud, when I open up the website, people, yeah, I'm going to be totally installing this.
All right, I'm still trying to get these Lord of the Rings screenshots, so don't feel bad. Good God.
I did not expect that to be so loud. I was like, whoa, I can't even hear myself.
Yeah, I heard it, Peggy 12. Wait, I was like, what? Peggy who? Wait a minute, did I open something?
No, it was me opening up the Microvolt website. Whoa, that was loud.
I opened something I should not be opening.
So do not be opening that at work, because that is loud.
Yeah, not safe for work, people. Not safe for work. All right, moving along. Really, people? You give me these big, you know, I'm going to be quiet. Big screenshots and then log me out of the press area because it takes forever for them to download. I'm going to say it. That's right. All right. Something else hot and fresh just came into the mailbox. All right. Yes, from Reverb
Games.
Yeah,
what did we get?
They are serious with this business today. I'm kind of happy I'm not there. I'm really not in the mood. It's not. All right. So those of you who like Dungeon Defenders, yeah, well, you're like, I like it, but it's not out. Of course it's not out. It won't be out until October 19th. But don't let that stop you from getting on the action. If you are out at PAX, you can stop by their booth, River of Communications, which is 3652, this weekend, and play Dungeon Defenders for your chance to grab exclusive swag. They said they'll be giving out Dungeon Defender t-shirts throughout the day and hold a special PvP match or several special PvP matches twice a day at 1 to 4 p.m. and on a previously unseen PV map coming from an upcoming DLC pack. Winners get an exclusive signed Dungeon Defenders art print, and those are worth money. Mm-hmm. Dungeon Defenders, of course, blends up tower defense with action RPG for the perfect puree of four-player co-op goodness. I like the puree. Players control one of four distinct classes in an epic bid to fight back an ancient evil. A combination of real-time strategy and fast-paced hack and slash action must use to prevail. Of course, it was developed by Trinity Entertainment, and it'll be released October the 19th on Xbox Live Arcade from D3 Publisher and Reverb Publishing on Windows, if you don't have an Xbox or just want to play on your computer. There's also a release date for PlayStation Network that'll be announced soon, but they did not include it. So go by and check it out if that's what you're liking. Do I have some screenshots? Of course I do. But you all thought because we were at PAX we didn't have our foot all in it? Of course we do. We don't got to be there.
No, no, we don't.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Jennifer, I'm sending you some of these. I'm tired.
No, no, I got my own things.
Like Ginger don't have a lot to do. Like, what? You going to send it to me? Like, I don't have enough to do. We work Ginger hard. We do.
No, not really.
And we love our Ginger. That's why we work her hard.
Oh, I love y'all. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
I sure do hate they sent this with the wrong file extension, Reverb, so I can't open them. So y'all won't be getting any screenshots. I'll contact them, but yeah.
But all right.
And that's how that goes. All right.
All right. Deus Ex, the iBorg documentary.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right. To celebrate the launch of critically acclaimed video game Deus Ex Human Revolution, Square Enix has commissioned filmmaker Rob Spence, who goes by the pseudonym iBorg, to investigate prosthetics, cybernetics, and human augmentation, as a real-life cyborg having replaced his eye with a wireless camera. Spence is in a unique position to comment on how close we are to the cybernetic future presented to us in Deus Ex Human Revolution. The film Deus Ex, the iBorg documentary looks at pioneering work in sight restoration, augmented reality, advanced prosthetic limbs, and transhumanism. Traveling the globe, Spence interviews other real-life cyborgs and leading creators of biotechnology. During his travels, he interviews a number of people, including a blind man given sight by cutting-edge technology, a former U.S. Army surgeon whose new legs have enabled him to compete as a professional skier, and the creators of a revolutionary firefighter mask, which incorporates augmented technology. The full 12-minute documentary will be live on YouTube from 9:30 a.m. GMT on August 26th. Is that today? Yes, it is. Look at that. 2011, right, at youtube.com/DeusExOfficial, which, you know, I know that's long, so if you need it, go over to GameNatrix.com. The link is already up, and you can find it.
Yes, I am. I don't think I would like being called a cyborg.
I don't know. Some people might, some people might not.
I don't like it.
You know, if they do, that's fine. If they don't, well, then smack people with whatever.
With your cyborg arm.
Yes. Hi-ya.
No, you did not just go. Ginger, what did you just
say? I just said hi-ya.
Ginger, you are just as crazy as I am. That's why we hate you.
You know you love me.
That is exactly why. You know what? It's Friday. It's time to break some stuff up. So, people, we're getting ready to go into our break. Of course, as you know, or you may not know, you can download and listen to the rest of the show after the break. Just won't be live. And, of course, if you are just really loving us, you miss us through the weekend, check us out, GameAndAntrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. You can find us numerous other places. And know there will not be a show tomorrow before somebody wakes me up again to ask me. There's no show on the weekend. No news, no anything. And Ginger's starting rumors. There's no new podcast. Maybe.
Oh, maybe. There might be, you know, one, maybe two.
is entirely too short for me.
I know it is, but I loved it. I loved it anyways. I was totally bouncing around in my chair, whipping my hair around.
Oh, right?
Yeah. Right.
No, I wasn't. Mine is still wet.
Oh, yes. No, I woke up a little bit late this morning. You should not leave your phone signed into games when you go to bed, especially fall asleep, because your phone will go dead if it's like mine, because you've got like 10 things running.
You know, I fell face first in the keyboard, sleeping, because I like to sit by beaches in Second Life because I like to sound the waves.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, I woke up and I was on the keyboard, just face, just... Yeah, you gotta be careful.
You do too. There are some places in there. Oh, they're so beautiful. I've got a couple of places I like to go sit that I'm not gonna share with anybody because
I'll tell a good place because you may be seeing 50 million other incarnations of me. Maybe me, may not be me. Encore, the shoe store.
Uh huh.
They have a nice beach outside with two chairs under a coconut tree, and since they've done the update. I was watching the shadows last night, and the trees were waving in the shadows and the waves and the sounds. And I was like, ooh, I got to get off. I'm going to fall asleep.
Girl, there's been all kinds of mesh stuff hitting the circus today for fashion.
Oh.
I've seen, what are those? Oh, I can't think what they're called. The people with the little furry legs and the hooves. They're like half goat. They've got like the goat legs.
Oh, crap. I was going to say minotaurs, but that's not, is it? They're not minotaurs.
No.
Satyrs,
there we go. I've seen legs, mesh satyr legs out that hit the stores today. They are beautiful. There were male avatars, full mesh male avatars hitting last night, too.
Oh, I got to find a mesh boyfriend.
Yes.
I'll be a mesh man.
Yes. I was like, wow.
Rawr.
Yeah, I know what. I was so sick last night, and I wanted to go check all this stuff out. And I was like, I can't, people. I got to go to bed.
I lasted all of 30 minutes sitting on that beach because I knew last night for real. I think the other night I just kind of slipped down very slowly. I may have put my head down and just ended up on the keyboard. But last night it was going to be a full on keyboard face palm, bam. So I got up and said, I'm going to bed. Thanks.
Yeah, that's what I did. I was like, thanks. I'm done with my stuff. I'm going to bed. I mean, it was directly after the show. I don't think I lasted like 30 minutes after the show, and I was out.
Dude, I don't know. I had to do some stuff in Second Life, and then I did it, and then I was gone. People kept messaging me, can you? I keep doing this. I'm going. No. All right. So you all should know. Is it my turn?
Yes. No, it's my turn.
No, it's not. You did before.
Okay.
It's my turn. Well, according to Eurogamer, Sony's PlayStation Access Tour, it's the Rainbow Rooms in Birmingham. Not Birmingham, Alabama here in the States, but Birmingham over across the Big Pond. You didn't know that, did you? Tonight and tomorrow. It's already tonight for them. Just so you know. That's right. They're bringing it with hands-on opportunities with the FIFA 12, because you guys over there love your football, your version of football. Resistance 3 and Assassin's Creed Revelations. They're saying also you can play Journey, Ico, and the Shadow of the Colossus in HD. Ooh, Medieval Movie Moves and After Hours Athletes, Dance Star Party, Little Big Planet 2, Move Edition. Oh, and there's free drinks and a live yes, and a live performance from someone called Yasmin. I'm sure you all know who she is. Or he is. I don't know. Head over
sounds familiar, but no.
You can head on over to the PlayStation Access Facebook page to grab yourself some tickets. PlayStation.
Yay, we love tickets. At least the kind, that gets you into places, not the kind that, you got to go pay.
Yes, you have to be specific, very specific. PlayStation Access is Sony's new campaign designed to let UK gamers try new PlayStation 3 games long before they reach the shops. It was launched earlier this year and has already taken in London and Glasgow. Wow.
Right.
I'm wishing I was in the UK.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we're not the only ones that don't know who Yasmin is. Well, some people do. I'm looking down the comments on Eurogamer. Somebody says, Yasmin, who? And somebody says, Yasmin, she's quite foxy. English-Iranian chick.
Mm. Ooh, I'm going to have to go check this out.
I want to see who she is.
Me too.
Apparently she's an R&B singer and people at Eurogamer, some of you are crazy. We moderate our comments just for these little comments like this. I'm not going to say what they call the girl. Why are you? And this is from a girl, I think.
You know what? Some people are Neanderthals.
From her, the gamer tag says fanboys suck, so I'm assuming it's a girl. Could be a boy. I don't know. Maybe it could be a boy. Some of y'all need to calm down. Breathe.
Yes, yes, yes. Breathe and hands above the desk.
All right, Danger, what you got, Danger?
Danger.
That's how you say it if you were in Alabama.
I love you, Corey. All right, so GamePolitics.com this morning, JGIX, platform holders were opposed to universal community.
What?
Speaking at the recent Edinburgh Interactive Conference, JGIX CEO Mark Gerhard said that Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo all opposed the idea of the company's MMO RuneScape letting players interact with other players on rival platforms.
Why? Oh, come on, Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Some console owners wanted us to charge €5 for RuneScape. What? It would be crazy to charge for RuneScape on consoles. But Sony was ahead of the game. They said they get it, they understand free, but all three said, okay, but we won't let our console play online with any other. They said, we cannot let the Microsoft community play at the Sony community. Okay, fine. Then we said, we just won't do it, he continued. We're not going to frame, as in segregate, our community into boxes just for a few million more customers. Of course, I'd love a few million more customers, but I just wouldn't do it. Not at the expense of fracturing it, because you almost become the disease you're trying to solve. Way to go!
Amen.
That is awesome. Hell yeah! Gerard went on to say that the game will have a universal community, that it is well positioned to ship across multiple platforms, and that the game would remain free to play. You know, I cannot believe you people even play that game, but I have to give them props. This is awesome, and I'm so glad that they are standing up for what they believe in, that they are not just bowing down to Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo, who are all, and we don't want to play with each other.
I'm not going to say I don't understand, but at this point, it is ridiculous. We're in an economy where it would make sense to band together people because you're not doing so well by yourselves. Honestly, this one's getting hacked. This one's console's not selling. This one's lying about to people about what games are good, and the people are mad and leaving the console. I mean, really, what's it going to hurt to let the people play together? If you want
exactly.
to, exactly, the thing to do, in my opinion, would be to make it so that okay, you all can play together, but this particular feature is only available on PlayStation. This particular feature is only available on Xbox. This one you
yes.
can only get if you have a Wii. And that way, yes, if somebody gets you know excited enough about something that they see somebody else has and they can't get it, yes, that may prompt them to go out and buy the other console and play there.
That is so horribly true because I've got friends. Certain friend in particular, I love you if you're listening, who buys all these goofy little hats for Team Fortress 2, buys all the little pets in World of Warcraft just because. Just because they see other people with them, they're like, oh, I gotta have it.
Yes, and it works.
Yeah, people spend money on the craziest things, and it's not like you're gonna be losing support or losing customers. Hell, if anything. Maybe set it up so they can see what each other plays on the other platform, and maybe you'll end up with people buying different stuff from different platforms.
Yeah. That's another thing. Say,
oh, my friend's got this game that's only available on the Wii? Oh, I'm going to go, you know, play on the Wii and buy this game.
Or even this. Okay, here's another option, monetarily speaking. Let's say I'm playing on Wii, you're playing on Xbox, and you have a weapon. Okay, I can get it for free if I had an Xbox, or I can pay this amount of money and I can have it for Wii. And it can be super, super high. I mean, that's fine. I feel the same way about playing the games on Facebook. If you give me the same thing that the people that are paying for, and it was astronomically high in game money, I'd still try to get it. I'd play longer to get it. But the thing is, that's a good way to make money. Okay, oh, God, where'd you get that cool weapon? What does it do? Oh, it does this. It does that. Oh, how can I get that? Well, it came with my Xbox version. Oh, damn, let me go over to the store. Maybe they had it. Can I buy it? Oh, yeah, but it's like 40 Robux. I might pay that.
you know they would because, like I said, my friend who buys all the stupid WoW pets, those things are like $40 a piece.
Yeah. Now, I mean, personally, I would not
We're
buy
talking
it. Out
over,
here.
Like, 100 of those.
Look, let me personally, I won't buy it because I'd be like, oh, no. Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Well, I got all three consoles. I just switch over. But
I'm like, do you know who I am? No, you will give it to me.
Right? Hand it over.
You will hand it over. I will parade it around and make everybody else want it.
Like, I got me a pet, and you don't have it yet. No, I'm kidding.
That'd be the exact song I'd be singing.
All right. So I am have run across some lovely trailers for Gears of War, and there are a ton of them, downloading them along with these big-ass Lord of the Rings shots. But in the meantime, I do have some interesting news for you. Zynga, in the news again today.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Well, it's nothing bad.
Okay.
Well, kind of not bad. Well, Zynga apparently is altering its stock structure to give CEO Mark Pincus 70 times more voting power than anyone buying shares in the company's planned IPO. So that's not good.
No.
Not bad for him, but not good. According to the documents obtained by Bloomberg, the Zynga board approved a three-tier stock structure that increases Pincus' votes per share from 10 to 70. Current stockholders will get 7 votes per share, with public investors entitled to a single vote. That is messed up. Lisa Beyer, a principal at the IPO advisory firm Class V or Class 5 Group, or it could be Class V Group, told Bloomberg that Zynga has invented something new called a three-tier structure, unprecedented for a technology company. Beyer advised on Google IPO, which gave buyers a tenth of the voting power of founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the same balance found in two other major tech IPOs this year, which is LinkedIn and Zillow Corp. Maybe there are so many early employees that even 10 to 1 would put an ultimate decision power in the hands of too large a group of employees or investors, Beyer added. However, despite the volatile market conditions that caused the retraction of a number of planned IPOs, Nitzan Hargel, research director at Greencrest Capital Management, told Bloomberg that the stock structure won't scare away investors. It scared me away.
Mm-hmm.
He's got too much power.
Yes.
One time I have to agree with Kanye West. No one man should have all that power.
One time. The only time you're ever allowed to agree with that man.
Yeah. Zynga, of course, is holding the trump card here in that they do not need the IPO. No, they don't, which is why I'm not giving my money. It's another reason why. So this is the kind of company that the market needs more than it needs the market. Well, why are you in it? Zynga's current shareholders have been asked to agree to the proposal by September the 2nd. It'll take effect in conjunction with the IPO. Well, here's what it sounds like you people are doing. We don't need you.
What we have here was...
Yeah, we don't need you, you stock people. We're just mining you for the money.
I don't like being mined for the money.
Mm-hmm. Now, people, the designers and stuff are making interesting comments over at GI.biz saying, and on Bloomberg saying, yeah, you do that, but what happens if Farmville goes down too? And why do you need all this money? To make more Farmville games?
No more Farmville games. No more Farmville games.
I don't know what they're doing with all this money. And they have a ton of it, but you want more. You want your stockholders to give you more money, and then you take away the power that they have. That's the point of having people own stock in your company, is to give them kind of a say-so. Not completely. I didn't say they needed 70%, but you shouldn't have 70% either, which means you're not listening to me with what to do with my own money.
Mm-mm.
No. No, you keep your stock, Zynga. Nice knowing you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it time to go already?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Oh, you're sneezing my head off.
Blessed you. Blessed.
It's that time of year again, apparently. It's finally starting to get wet and things are blooming in Texas, and I'm dying.
Well, it's also coming fall, so you won't have long to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yay! Fall is coming. All right, people. It is Friday. We love you, but we got to go.
Yes, we do.
Or the Texas version, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. So, see you guys bright and early Monday. We do have some things in the works. Ginger's making me tell. She's threatening me with nude pictures.
It's going to be awesome. And they're not nude.
She always says it. I'm posting it on Facebook.
You post it.
I can't
help it. It's hot.
Let me see what she got.
You'll never see my actual face.
Ah!
Our love will be in virtual space.
Do you have alarms going off?
It's on my phone.
That was loud and angry.
you know, sometimes I need loud and angry to remember.
I do too. Oh my God, what is this cloud game? People at Cloud Gaming Conference love me. Thank you so much. You're not a cookie. We're not going.
I can't hear you over the music.
I said the cloud gaming people have sent us another invite.
I want to go. We don't think we want to come play with you.
Oh. It's time to go.
Yep.
Tinder.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah.